God speaks from burning bushes and souls on fire. May God grant us eyes to see and ears to hear as we worship this day. Would you stand as you are able for the call to worship? Give thanks to the Lord. Sing praises to the Lord. Let the faithful sing of the Lord's awesome power. Give thanks to the Lord. And would you join me in the opening prayer? Great I Am, you come to us in unexpected ways. Excite our curiosity that we might turn aside and realize we are standing on holy ground. Appear to us in fire and wonder that we might see worlds beyond the reaches of our imaginations. Reveal the glory of your kingdom, where love is genuine, evil is forsaken, where mutual affection abides, and hospitality is shown to strangers, where all are made one. Amen. Our opening hymn is Take Up Thy Cross in our hymnal number 415, verses 1 and 4. The words will also appear on the screens.
You may be seated, and amen. And as you're seating, I would invite you to join us in prayer. Almighty and loving God, we give you thanks. We give you thanks that we can gather here today. We give you thanks that you are within us and among us. We give you thanks that you are God and we are yours. Lord, fill our hearts with your love. Fill our hearts with your grace. Fill our hearts with your compassion. Lord, help us see each other as you see us. Lord, help us be your people. Help us continue to care for one another. Help us find new ways to care for each other. Help us remember that it is by your great love and by your great compassion that we have been given new life. Lord, carry our burdens. Help make our shoulders and our souls and our hearts light so that we may help one another in what you have called us to. God, we ask that whatever prayers, whatever concerns, whatever joys that are still growing within our hearts. Lord, we ask that you hear them, that you provide comfort where comfort is needed, that you provide hope in the midst of despair, that you give us a vision of what life could be like. Lord, we ask that you help us continue on our path towards your salvation. God, we give you thanks above all things, that you are with us and that we are with you. So, Lord, we pray all of these things in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. And all the people said, Amen. So with the confidence of those who have been redeemed by Christ, we invite you to pray with us the prayer that Christ has offered. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And amen. And so as we come up for kids' time, I would invite our kids who help with lighting the candles to come up as well.
Hello?
Good morning, everybody. Alrighty, who here started school? Nice. All right, so today we're gonna be doing our backpack blessing. So teachers, if you would like to come up as well, you are welcome to. High schoolers, I see one high schooler in the back. If you would like to come up, you can. But I have these little things for you guys to put on your backpacks, so I'll start passing them out. Go. Get everyone. You gonna pass this down for me? Thank you. And one to Miss Lori. Susie, I know that you have a backpack. Would you like one? There you go. All right. And then if you don't want to come up, I will find you after the service and give you one for your backpack as well. Oh, good. We have another adult. All right, so I already asked two people what the best part of school so far is. What's the best part of school so far? We don't know.
Recess?
That's a good one. Who here loves their teacher? What's the best part of school?
Art.
Nice, I liked art too. Who here loves their teacher? Yeah, everyone should be raising their hands. Do you want to pass this over? I think we got another friend too. I think there's two of them. There you go. Alrighty. What is a struggle that we're having already in the school year? Mine is showing up on time for class. Yes, sir. Oh, your teacher isn't being nice to you? Maybe if you go and give them a high five in the morning, then that'll make their day. And then they'll be nicer. Getting all the work turned in on time? Girl, me too. Me too. Alrighty. Should we bless your backpacks? Yeah? All right. Hey, God, thank you so much for the opportunity to learn and to go to school and make new friends and be blessings to my teachers and classmates. Amen.
Today's scripture reading is from Romans chapter 12, verses 9 through 21. Here we are called to love one another as we seek to serve the Lord. Let love be genuine, hate what is evil, hold fast to what is good. Love one another with mutual affection, outdo one another in showing honor. Do not lag in zeal, be ardent in spirit, serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope, be patient in affliction, persevere in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints, pursue hospitality to strangers. Bless those who persecute you, bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice, weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be arrogant, but associate with the lowly. Do not claim to be wiser than you are. Do not repay anyone evil for evil, but take thought for what is noble in the sight of all. If it is possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave room for the wrath of God. For it is written, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay," says the Lord. Instead, if your enemies are hungry, feed them. If they are thirsty, give them something to drink. For by doing this, you will heap burning coals on their heads. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. This ends the reading. Our special music is from Tim Hanneman and Liz.
Good morning, everyone. The gentleman that made this song famous lived to be 104 years old, and he was making a glorious noise to the Lord right up until the end. His name was George Beverly Shea. He's a favorite of mine, and he was a mainstay of the Billy Graham Religious Association for his entire life. So this is Then Jesus Came by George Beverly Shea. Sat alone beside the highway begging. His eyes were blind, the light he could not see. He clutched his rags and shivered in the shadows. Then Jesus came and bade the darkness flee. When Jesus comes, the tempter's powers are broken. When Jesus comes, the tears are wiped away. He takes the gloom and fills your life with glory. For all is changed when Jesus comes to stay. From home and friends, the evil spirits drove him. Among the tombs, he dwelt in misery. He cut himself as demon powers possessed him. Then Jesus came and set the captives free. When Jesus comes, the tempter's powers are broken. When Jesus comes,
all tears are wiped away. He takes your gloom and fills your life with glory. For all is changed when Jesus comes to stay. For all is changed when Jesus comes to stay.
Hallelujah. Thanks, Tim. I would invite us all now to stand as we are comfortable and join us in our hymn of preparation, Take My Life and Let It Be. You can find it in your thick blueback hymnals on page 399. We'll sing verses 1 and 2, and the words will also be up on the screen. Amen. You may be seated. Our gospel reading today comes from Matthew chapter 16, verses 21 through 28. This is the gospel according to Matthew. From that time on, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and undergo great suffering at the hands of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed on the third day to be raised again. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, God forbid it, Lord, this must never happen to you. But Jesus turned and said to Peter, Get behind me, Satan. You are a hindrance to me, for you are setting your mind not on divine things, but on human things. Then Jesus told his disciples, If any wish to come after me, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit them if they gain the whole world but forfeit their life? Or what will they give in return for their life? For the Son of Man is to come with his angels in the glory of his Father, and then he will repay everyone for what has been done. Truly, I tell you, there are some standing here who will not taste death before they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. The good news of Jesus Christ. Then all the people said, Amen. How many musicians do we have in the house today? How many musicians? I know. Some of you aren't raising your hands, and I know you're musicians. That's okay. You don't have to. However, I think it's a beautiful thing. I think music's a gift from God. I think that sometimes one of the greatest joys in life for me personally is to watch people play music, and specifically instruments. There are a couple instruments, though, that are incredibly difficult to play. Do you want to guess what they are? I mean, that's one of them, but any other guesses? An oboe is incredibly difficult to play. Any other guesses? Bassoon, trombone, right? See, here's the deal. All instruments are fairly difficult to play. It's just some of us are better suited than others. Some instruments that I can't play have everything to do with finger dexterity. Do you know my fingers only move up and down? They don't move side to side, and they don't twist in funny shapes. The other thing that I can't do is play anything other than a melody line. Amen? Amen. No chords, no harmony, nothing. I have one line that I can play because my mind can't split into two, or at least I haven't practiced. I haven't tried. Because when I watch pianists play, when I watch people on the keyboard, it's incredible. It's amazing. Not only are their fingers able to bend in strange ways, not only are they able to figure out which key they're supposed to be in, which notes to play, but they can play multiple notes at the same time, which is incredible. Now, you can go one step further and you can say, not only are you playing multiple notes at the same time, not only are you playing in harmony and counterpoint and all of that wonderful stuff, you could turn to that huge, beautiful instrument over there, and all of a sudden, with the organ, you're playing with your feet as well. Your fingers, your feet, your eyes. And not only that, if you get a congregation singing behind you, those who have played piano will probably admit that accompanying is different than playing on your own. Amen? Amen. There's so many things to keep up in the air and to keep juggling and balanced that it is a feat that I am grateful for our pianists. But not only pianos. Has anyone ever played drums before? Even something as simple as a hand drum. Have you ever experienced that? I mean, it's nice. It's kind of meditative. You get in the rhythm, literally get in the rhythm, and then you just keep going, right? But have you ever watched someone play a trap set before? Have you ever seen them sit so perfectly balanced that they can not only key into what the tempo should be, not only can they play with two hands at different times and different rhythms, not only can they use both feet, not only can they do all of that, but they can help guide the rest of the band and help keep them in time with each other. Again, I have a hard enough time keeping one line in my fingers together, but to watch someone be able to move their limbs, all of them, simultaneously in different ways and in different rhythms is incredible to watch. Watching musicians who do multiple things like that at the same time reminds me today of what Christ is saying. Or rather, it gives a good counter image that balances who we are today. Friends, can we pray? Gracious God, thank you. Thank you that you have blessed us. Thank you that you teach us. Thank you that you have given us your words to reflect upon. Lord, may you speak today. Lord, may we hear your words, not our own. May we truly meditate on what it means to be your people and follow you. Through Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen. Technology, it's a blessing and a curse. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To juggle multiple things at the same time. To juggle multiple things at the same time is something that is a skill that we gain through the years. It's something that perhaps we don't have right when we're born, that it's, even though it might be innate, we have to hone it as we grow and as we mature. Just like playing instruments that take multiple parts of our body to get the rhythm and the melody and the harmony and all of it together. So too, I think Christ's words today speak to something that we have either struggled with, maybe are struggling with, or will eventually struggle with again. How many of you have ever had too many irons in the fire? Or too many plates spinning in the air? Or if those phrases don't mean anything to you, how many of you have ever been doing way too much and you know it, you just don't know how to set one of your tasks down? Has anyone been there? I'm raising my hand, not as an example, but because I've been there too. When I was younger and I heard Christ, I heard this passage and I really went into my mind and into my heart. When I heard Christ say, "If any wish to come after me, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me." The thoughts, the wisdom that I heard, and maybe it wasn't the best wisdom in the world, but what my ears heard was, set everything down that you're doing and commit yourself fully and wholly to Christianity. Amen? Hallelujah? I know. I don't know, or I'm pretty sure, let me show my hand a little bit. I don't think that's what Christ is saying here. I don't think that's what Christ is saying at all. I think in my youth I thought it was either or. It was one or the other. It was a choice that I had to make, and I couldn't choose two things. It was either pastor or a teacher. It was either a Christian or fill in the blank. But I don't think that's what Christ is saying here. I don't think Christ is asking us to choose necessarily between the things that fill our hearts with joy and with love and with energy and hope. I think Christ is speaking to something deeper than that. For example, or maybe, what are the things that you love to do when you have some free time? I'm making an assumption here that we have free time. But when you have a moment all to yourself and you can choose no other responsibilities other than what you want to do, what do? Nap. Hallelujah. If you haven't had a good nap in a while, take a nap today because it's Sabbath. What else? What? Read. Oh, I just picked up another book last night. It was wonderful. What else? Riding bikes. Amen. Amen. Anything else? Walking amongst your flowers. See, I think all of these things God has blessed us with, whatever they might be, each of us is probably going to have something different. God has blessed us with these things. God has made creation for the benefit of humanity and for creation itself. God has blessed us with minds that can read and enjoy the thoughts and ideas and stories from other people. God has blessed us with naps. Amen? Amen. Those things can be done while still taking up your cross and following Christ. And in fact, those might be a part of taking up your cross and following Christ. See, when Christ says, deny yourselves, my mind goes to a place of, if I have to pick up my cross, what does that mean that I have to set down? Remember, I only play a melody line. I can't play a trap set, and Lord have mercy if you get me on the piano, let alone the organ. I can only focus on one thing at a time. So when Christ says, deny yourselves, my question to myself is, what do I need to lie down so that I can pick up my cross and carry it? And I don't think it's necessarily things
or activities or passions or loves or hobbies. I think when Christ says deny yourself, he's saying set down those parts of your heart that are keeping you from loving God more. Christ is saying set down those parts, those things in your spirit that are binding you, that are holding you back from shining like heaven itself. So the question is then, what are those things? What are those things that provide a barrier or a block or hold us back? Now, I don't want to speak specifically for anyone because that would take another... How long do we got, friends? But I want to lift up some things I've seen in our community and our society and our culture. Are the things that we need to set down perhaps putting our trust in wealth and the pursuit of more toys? Are the things that we have to lie down maybe making idols out of our theology or our politics? Remember, it's, I think, the second or third commandment. You shouldn't make a graven image out of anything, not even God. Or perhaps is what's holding us back and causing us to stumble a relentless pursuit of either pleasure or convenience to the point where it harms other people and destroys and severs relationships with each other. Each of us has a thing that we struggle with or wrestle with. And what Christ says here is, it's okay. You can set it down. You can lay it down at the foot of the cross. You don't have to carry it anymore. You don't have to carry it anymore. Because what I've known to be true is that those things that we struggle with, if we're honest with ourselves, typically come from a place in our past, maybe some trauma, maybe some wounds, maybe some things that we were in a crummy situation or a difficult spot, and we learned how to survive and get through to the next day. And what happens is that causes habits to form that are not helpful or healthy to ourselves and the community and the body of Christ. Again, this isn't making excuses. This is just an explanation. This is just a reflection on how we get to the place where we get to. But the good news here today is Christ saying, you don't have to carry those things anymore. You don't have to live in that space anymore. You can follow me. Now, let's name it. Let's name it, because when Christ says, take up your cross and follow me, that is not necessarily the easiest thing in the world. After all, Christ did go to Golgotha and was crucified. But Christ, as he says, as he's telling his disciples about what is about to happen, and as Peter protests and says, not you, Lord, not this, Christ says, even though I will be killed, on the third day, what will happen? On the third day, what will happen? Christ will rise again. And if Paul has any insight, I think it's true. If we have died with Christ, we will rise with Christ. If we have laid our burdens down, even if it's uncomfortable, even if it's painful, even if it's hard, we will get through it and we will shine like Christ shines. But not only that. If that was it, that would be good news enough. But there are other places in Scripture that Christ has reminded us that there is even more good news than we could even imagine. Remember the passage where Christ says, come to me, all you who are... Oh, it was on your lips. Say it louder. Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden with burdens, and I will give you rest. Why? Because my yoke is light and my burden is easy. See, I think sometimes when we hear Christ say, take up your cross, we have this fear that it's going to be the most difficult thing in the world that we've ever done. But the true good news, the real gospel, is a breath of fresh air. It's a lightness. It's a being able to breathe for the first time in decades and realizing that God loves me. God loves you. Friends, this is the good news. You don't have to carry those burdens anymore. You can give them to God. And if you pick up your cross, if you follow Christ, and you focus on the things that are a little bit more spiritual, again, you don't have to stop doing the things you love. I think God has called you to those things because I think they're a way to share the good news of Christ. But if we focus on walking through the world with a little bit more humility, a little bit more graciousness, a little bit more trust that God is good and that God will provide, if we walk in the world with a little bit more love and graciousness, that perhaps is the cross we need to pick up. And that perhaps is how we will rise with Christ in this life as we wait for the life to come. The question then, friends, is how do we do that? Because I've used an old phrase that has some meaning to me, but if I'm being honest, sometimes we use religious words and they just kind of sound like a foreign language. Amen? It's okay, you can say amen to that. So even though I'm saying lay your burdens at the foot of the cross, and even though some of us probably have an idea of what that means, I want to spell it out. What does that mean to lay your burdens at the foot of the cross? In your heart, it's possible to let things go. Have any of you ever been harmed by someone else? No one? Man, I want your friends. I want your families. All of us have been harmed by someone at some point. That's just human. That's just life, isn't it? And when you have to, well, I guess you don't have to, but when you come to the place where you are ready to forgive someone, what do you have to do? You have to let go. It is no different. The ways that we let go when we forgive someone are the ways that we let go when we lay our burdens at the foot of the cross. And if sometimes we forget that we've let them go and we jump back and hold on to them again, there's a simple prayer. Lord, Lord, help me let it go. Amen. Lord, help me let it go. Amen. The shortest prayers are sometimes the easiest or the most helpful or the most beloved. But if we can let those things go, pride, arrogance, envy, greed, all of it, and if we can take up the cross of graciousness and love and hope and trust, then perhaps, perhaps, the good news might sound a little better. And the light of Christ might shine a little brighter. So friends, may it be so. May you reflect on the things that are holding you back, causing you to stumble. May you lay them at the foot of the cross, and may you pick up Christ's cross of graciousness and love, which is light and easy and a breath of fresh air. Amen. Amen. Can we pray? Gracious Lord, help us trust you. Help us put our whole trust in you and in your Son and in your Spirit. Lord, help us lay down the things that are binding us, that are causing us to stumble and fall. And Lord, when we don't feel like we can let go, at least give us the words to ask for your help. And at least give us the words to ask for the help of others, as Paul writes in Galatians, bear one another's burdens. Lord, may it be that we help each other let go of those things that are holding us back. May it be that we help each other carry the cross. Lord, as you write in the Psalms, you're bearing our burdens day after day after day. Lord, may it be so. May it be so, so that we see your grace and your light and your mercy and your love, and that every word we speak and every act we perform might be a reflection and an echo of those same things. God, thank you, and bless us on our way. Through Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen. So friends, we have a time that I absolutely adore. It is Holy Communion. It's a moment where we get to remember that God loves each and every single one of us. God loves each and every one of you. God has called and invites everyone to the table. There is nothing here that keeps us from God. If you don't feel like you can take communion today, that's totally fine. Typically what we do is we come forward and we tear off the bread and we have a single cup. We eat the bread, we drink the cup, we empty it into the waste baskets, and then we are invited to kneel at the rail if you'd like, or go back to your seat in prayer. But if for whatever reason you don't feel like you can take communion this morning, if you'd still like to receive a blessing, you're more than welcome to come up with your arms crossed and we will bless you. Because all people are welcome at the table of the Lord. All those who seek the love of God are invited to come up. But friends, this is Holy Communion. It's not my table. It's not the table of the United Methodist Church. It's the table of the living Christ. And it is an honor and a joy to share it with all of you. If you'd like the liturgy, it's on the third or fourth page in your bulletin, or it will be up on the screens. But that being said, the Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right, and a good and a beautiful thing. Friends, would you pray with me? Gracious Lord, we give you thanks for all of the ways that you have blessed us. We give you thanks for all of the ways that you continue to form us and mold us and shape us. Lord, from dirt and dust and mud and clay, you took us, and you breathed into us the breath of life. Lord, for that, we give you thanks. And we give you thanks for your Son, who lived and loved and taught, who suffered and died, but rose again. Lord, we give you thanks that we will rise with Christ. We give you thanks that you have blessed us with eternal life, with salvation, with earthly well-being. God, continue to do so. Continue to do so, so that we might know that you love us without hesitation, that we might be assured of your grace, that we might remember forever and always your mercy and your compassion. And so, friends, with all of those who have gone on before us, all of those who will come after us, and all of those gathered here, both near and far, we invite you to lift up your voices as we join them in the unending hymn, saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy is Christ, holy is God, and blessed is the Trinity. Friends, on the night which Christ offered himself up for us, he gathered with his disciples, and he began to share a meal. He took the bread, and blessing it, he broke it. gave it to his disciples and said, "Take this and eat. This is my body, broken for you. Eat this as often as you can in my memory." And in the same way, after the meal had ended, he took the cup and he filled it with the fruit of the vine. And blessing it, he said, "Take this and drink. This is my blood, the blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Drink this as often as you can in my memory." And so, in memory of Christ's mighty acts and offerings, we offer ourselves as a holy and living sacrifice as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. Would you pray with me one more time? Almighty and gracious God, send out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here. Lord, fill our hearts afresh, fill our souls anew. Lord, bless these simple gifts of bread and cup. Lord, make them be for us your body and blood, that we might be your body, redeemed by your blood. Lord, make us one with you, one with each other, and one in ministry to the whole world until you come again in grace and in glory. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and forever, all the people said, Amen. So, let us pray again the prayer that Christ has taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. This is the table of the Lord, and all are welcome. I would invite those who are helping to come up now. But you are welcome here in this community at this table. Thank you.
May you never forget. May you never forget you are loved. God loves you, and so does the church. Amen. Amen. We invite you now to stand as you are comfortable and join us in our final hymn, Lord, I Want to Be a Christian. You can find it on page 402 in your thick blueback hymnal. We'll sing verses 1 and 2, and the words will also be up on the screen. May you be blessed this Sunday. May you be blessed on Monday. May you take some time and enjoy the weekend. But friends, would you raise your eyes and receive the benediction? May God bless you. May God keep you. May God lift God's face and smile upon you. And may you know peace. Go in the faith and trust and love of Christ. Know that you can lay your burdens down at the cross. You can let go of what is holding on to you. Friends, may you lay your burdens at the foot of the cross, and may you take up the cross of grace and love and compassion, so that all may know that Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Go with God, and God will go with you till the end of all things. And all the people said, amen. Amen. Kids, if you want to help with communion, that'd be great. Hold up, hold up. Service isn't ended yet. However, enjoy your Sabbath and rest. Today our service is ended. Amen. Amen. Amen.